Hi, my name is Travis. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from an addiction to pornography and control. As a child, I learned about Jesus and that he died on the cross to pay for the sins of the world. And in my early teens, I accepted his free gift of eternal life. I was very involved in youth group, attending multiple nights a week and participating in church camps, mission trips, choir tours, all kinds of things with people that showed me the love of Christ. Despite this high level of involvement, I never really developed any meaningful level of spiritual discipline. I relied on church leadership to not only teach me God's word, but I held them responsible to stoke my emotions towards Christ as well. I only applied God's truth to my life when it was convenient. I liked the feeling and recognition that I received when I served, so I took Jesus' teaching to serve others to heart, serving at any opportunity, whether in school, church, or in my community. But Christ's teachings on lust didn't really line up with my high sex drive, fueled by an early discovery of pornography and masturbation. So I did my best to rationalize that these habits didn't seem to be hurting anyone else, so that they must be okay. This rationalization continued to escalate as I maintained inappropriate relationships with women, and my addiction to pornography grew deeper and more depraved. My addiction remained and evolved during my time at college, as I was able to hide my habits better living on my own. Despite my rationalization, I was constantly convicted about my addiction to pornography, which led to severe guilt. At one point, this guilt nearly led me to leave the church altogether. However, through the love of a local church body, God showed up in major ways to solidify my foundation that God was in fact real and that he loved me deeply. However, I also knew in my heart and my head that God hated my addiction to pornography, but I had no idea what to do about it. Starting my professional career quickly proved to be a lesson in humility. My college coping mechanisms, like cramming the night before a test and relying on my friends for help, were not working in my professional career. I started to spiral downwards as the things that I was typically able to handle started slipping all around me. Instead of honestly facing the issues in front of me, I was determined to remain optimistic and upbeat, wanting to believe that, like normal, I could find a way to figure out solutions to these problems myself. The highlights of this period include very little sleeping or eating, an obsessive amount of ordering from Amazon, writing business plans late into the night for my next big idea, even going and getting the website domain so that no one would steal it. You might notice the one thing that I didn't mention was working on my actual job, and that's because I was doing very little of it. I would fall behind at work and then stay up late into the early hours of the morning to try and catch up. Eventually, I was pulled aside at work and was informed that due to a multitude of reasons, I was terminated. The news hit me like a ton of bricks. It was as if I had spent all this time building up this illusion of success and happiness in my mind, and it got shattered in an instant. I had things under control. I was not the sort of person that could get fired. That's embarrassing. These thoughts all came crashing down. As I started to survey the damage, another shocking realization was opening my credit card statement. I had racked up over $13,000 worth of credit card debt in under 2 months. I felt like a complete and utter failure. My self-esteem was obliterated. I found myself embarrassed, broke, and deeply lacking the confidence of knowing what to do next. Although I was plugged into a men's community group at Watermark, I was not very transparent. The men in my group knew the practical aspects of my life, my new job, my struggle with pornography, even my credit card debt, but I always feigned optimism to appear that despite it all, I was doing okay. I sugarcoated my sin, being vague about the depths of my depravity. The reality was that I was self-medicating my worsening depression and anxiety by binging on pornography for hours at a time, nearly every night. I continued to hide the full depths of my struggle for nearly 6 months, until by the grace of God, my sin came to light. My girlfriend was Googling on my phone, and clear evidence of my struggle flashed on the screen. Despite over 2 years of serious dating, I had never been honest with her about my struggle with pornography. She had remained faithful and loving during the hardest year of my life, but she told me this was the final straw. She gave me one option: finally go to Regen and seriously deal with the struggle, or she was gone. So despite having zero confidence that some little recovery program could help an issue I had dealt with since my preteens, I finally walked through the doors of Regen in January of 2016. I can only describe the first several months at Regen as numb. I was there because I felt like I had to be there, but I had no hope. I rolled my eyes at a lot of the curriculum, reading with my hardened heart the same words and the same verses that I had heard growing up in the church. But every week, I would show up and hear multiple stories of God's grace and redemption in people's lives. Slowly, God was chipping away at my heart of stone. My aha moment came while I shared my inventory with my mentor. He asked me if I'd ever struggled with control, and my gut reaction was, of course not. I was a guy who was never really stressed. I always knew it would work out okay. I knew that I could take care of things on my end. And then I realized why I was so depressed since my job loss. I hadn't taken care of things. Things did fall apart, and it was my fault. I had failed, and it had shattered the idea that I could control things to my benefit. My struggle with pornography was really a struggle with control. My lifeline quickly became Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I'm sure this is a verse that I had heard 100 times before, but during step 4, it was like the Holy Spirit let my heart finally feel the gravity of these words. My entire life, I had been searching for understanding, wanting God to tell me exactly where that line with lust was, wanting to know why God had given me the stressful family life that I had, why, and a bunch more whys. But God was showing me that he doesn't promise us understanding of his ways. He cares deeply about our concerns, and he wants to hear them. But at the end of the day, he promises us peace, which he says is even better than understanding. As I began to apply this truth to my recovery process, being honest with God and then expecting God to send peace instead of understanding, I began to experience little by little what walking in true freedom with Christ is like. Life after Regen has not been perfect, but it has been really fun. My new life in Christ did not go unrecognized, and after many amends and by God's supernatural grace, that girlfriend from earlier in the story became my wife. If you knew her, you'd be clapping harder. Marriage with Lauren has been God's biggest blessing to me, as God uses her to both support me and refine me into the man that he calls me to be. After I was settled into marriage and a fantastic new married community group, I have had the privilege of co-leading a group of incredibly impressive men through the steps. Going back through the steps has been a great process, as I am constantly reminded of my desperate need for Christ. I am certainly not complete in my recovery process, but I can say that God used Regen to radically change my life for the better. This does not mean that I no longer have any desire to lust, but it does mean that when I am tempted, and even occasionally when I do fall, I promptly confess, repent, and make amends. When I first came to Regen, I honestly never thought I would say this, but God really has given me true, lasting freedom from my addiction to pornography. If this is your first time in Regen, I would tell you that no matter why you're here, if this is your last resort, like it was for me, if you're here supporting a friend, or if you just wandered in from the excellent coffee shop, God has you here listening to these words for a reason. God isn't mad at you. He desperately wants to show you how to avoid the trappings and the lies of sin, the way to true freedom and peace in Christ. By God's grace, he has shown me a way to that path. And my life has not been the same since. My name is Travis. I have a beautiful new life in Christ that I do not deserve. And I'm recovering from an addiction to pornography and control. It is only by God's mighty hand that I am here proclaiming my freedom for you, to you. All glory and goodness in this story is because of his love. Praise God. Thanks for listening.